Thank you. we take, all the moves we make, all the pain at stake. I see the chaos for everyone. Who are we? What can we do?
Oh, Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
Fast Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello and welcome to another fantastically tasty episode of Fast Feet Full Mix. That time of the week where we sit back, chill, talk about the gaming events of the week. We talk about Sega and Sonic and forget about the rest because who cares? Anyway. I'm FastFit, your host. I'll be here for the next hour or so, and we'll be talking with many of my delightful hosts who have joined me for the night, regular co-hosts, or just guests who have decided to call into the phone mix and just discuss all things with us this week. The topic this week is, of course, none other than E3 2010, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which took place in Los Angeles this week as well. I believe it was sort of beginning of the week, so we couldn't talk about it last week, so this is the show all about it. So we're going to talk about some of the things that have been happening on Sega and Sonic sort of front as well as some of the main events that have been happening and interesting reveals that have been going on as well, really. Anyway, joining me tonight, we have my regular co-host, SJ.
Hello.
And we also have a somewhat becoming regular, Leo Nakage.
What up?
And also joining this week, we have Gerble Bay.
Hello.
Also have Josh, this is his side of nickname.
What up?
Retrix has also joined us as well.
Hello.
And finally, a person known as Tila.
Hello, Mum.
I'm your mum. We'll save the your mama jokes for later. And yes, hello to everyone out in the IRC chat room as well, who will also be discussing all things we're talking about as well. Joining in the IRC chat room are Trigon, Resident SD, Spondy, Amino, Winner Was You, Cobra the Best, D'Artagnan Empires, myself, Gerbil Bay, Gonic, Josh, Kevin, Minas, Mediadub, Rad, Retric, Shadowness, SJ, and Zagor Yodo. So yes, hello to all of you out there. We do that at the beginning of each show just to make sure no one goes, can you give me a shout and say my name? We did. Yeah, just in case you wonder why I rattle off a prattling endless names at the beginning of each show each week. Yeah. So, you know, you'll get a shout out if you do go in the RC room. You can do that by going to radiosega.net/shows.php. Yeah, we'll listen in. We'll get the request side of it out of the way as well. If you want to request any Sega and Sonic tracks, we pretty much have them all. Admittedly, there is a bit of an update required, because we need I'm getting a few requests coming in now, and I'm just like, I don't have it. So, we need to update some of the tracks, I feel. But we'll get on that. Plenty of things to be doing elsewise as well at the moment. But yeah, you can send requests in the IRC chat room. You can also do it by Twitter, at fastfeetmedia.net. Oh, at fastfeetmedia, rather. Forget the .net bit. If you want to go to the site, add.net, and type it into your browser. So yeah, who has actually been following E3 this week? I've been keeping an eye out for it, and I haven't been vividly following it. I know some people have been watching the press conferences online. Yeah, SJ has. Anyone else?
Yep.
Just say yeah.
I just watched some of it, like what was it called? The Move. Yeah, that one.
The Kinect, Microsoft.
Yeah.
I've watched pretty much them all, but I had to catch the replay. Well, I had to watch a online video on demand version of the Ubisoft. So I've basically watched them all.
Very good. Which one was the best then, if you saw all of them?
Surprisingly, EA's.
Because
they've started off with with the upcoming Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, the brand new version made by the now creators of, well, the then creators of Burnout, Criterion Games, who are based in the UK.
Yeah.
And come on, who doesn't want a cop car that's a Bugatti Veyron?
I wouldn't be driving away from the police car in a Bugatti Veyron.
No, you drive a police Bugatti Veyron.
Yeah.
Screw the police car, give me a Miura, god.
There'd be no challenge if you had a Bugatti Veyron and you drive away from the police anyway.
Yeah, that's a nice little sort of Ford sort of car you've got there. Vroom, boy!
Plus the way to take them out is, what you call it, like, pure shunts, and you know, you can even put spike strips out in front so they take the wheels out and all that.
Oh, bad time to incorporate that into a sort of, yeah, police sort of game that involves the cops in some way. So, yeah. Well, what else have we had? I mean, we had the three main sort of console manufacturers. We had Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony doing their sort of conferences. And this year it seems to be all about either motion technology, which is hardly anything new, realistically, or it's been about 3D, which is obviously something I noted a few weeks back. I was just noting stuff, but I've seen a bit of 3D in my line of work at the moment. So. But 3D, at the moment, as far as what's happening with that, there's some good and bad things happening with that, because what I've seen, Sony are the only people supporting 3D at this point. Fair enough. I think they've got the right sort of market for it anyway. Microsoft and Nintendo aren't following suit. They're just carrying on with motion stuff. Nintendo sort of are, but they're actually doing 3D in the form of a Nintendo 3DS, which is, as the name suggests, similar to the DS, but it's 3D. As far as I can understand, it's using two sort of screens to create this sort of 3D effect as well, really. You don't need glasses, which is the absolute freaking cool thing about it. And you can also take pictures in 3D as well, which is a very interesting prospect, seeing as no one has ever done that before. So,
Nintendo innovating. Weird.
But that's not what Nintendo
and they're bringing back an old franchise as well with Kid Icarus.
Oh, I love that. Man, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be quite good. Motion technology. Microsoft have got the Kinect, which is wear it around your waist sort of thing, and it just picks up all your movements from your hands and your legs and where you're moving and whatnot as well. It's quite good. I mean, Sony have got their own sort of thing as well. As well as they're doing 3D, they're also doing that. I mean, no offense here, but I probably shouldn't say this, but because I haven't seen the full thing, but to me, Sony's sort of motion thing looks like a dildo to me, to be honest. It just looks funny, you know. Wiimote, yeah, I get that. It's a controller as well, but that's just like, I don't want to put my hands on that. So, Nintendo improving upon their sort of motion thing on the Wii as well, really. And obviously, Nintendo are not worried about the games market too much. They're like, well, we got a pretty good game catalogue, we've got a good console, yeah. We've got the majority of the market, who cares? That seems to be the attitude they're having towards it. And yes, I would have to agree with Gornick. Tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but Gornick says 3D is not worth the hype. Well, I agree in the sense that it isn't worth the hype now, because you need a 3D TV to use it realistically, and I know that 3D TVs are either going to set you back at least £2,000 in this country, obviously.
What?
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
So, quick show of voices here. Who can afford that 3D TV in the next couple of months?
I can't.
No
way.
So,
well,
I don't know.
I don't even have an HD TV, so.
Actually, we're not West. I don't have a kidney that I'm using. I can get rid of that. Do I really need a pancreas or a gallbladder? I mean, seriously, guys.
Surely my appendix is sitting around doing not a lot, you know?
Oh, I could have sold them.
Yes, stay tuned for after the show for details on how to get to the black market and sell your kidneys on 3D. Yeah, I mean, Sony are quite right. I think Sony have the sort of people that buy a PS3 because it was more expensive. I think the people who buy a PS3 probably have that bit more spare cash and are more likely to have a 3D TV. So yeah, I can see why they're doing it, and obviously Microsoft and Nintendo have just gone, it's not worth doing right now, and I agree. I don't think it's worth doing that. I think in 5 years' time we'll have it probably in full swing, but not now. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So I think Sony are pulling a bit of a potentially bad move there at that point, because it's already available to use a PlayStation 3 and 3D from a firmware update, I believe.
Yeah, well, yeah. What do you call it? Not only that, you also need to have special glasses as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well.
To play them in 3D. And I mean, there's loads of games that are coming out with 3D in mind. I mean, like Killzone 3, that's supposed to be built from the ground up via 3D. Gran Turismo 5 with 3D. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, the chances are there is an option to switch the 3D vision off. But you probably lose the speciality stuff. But who cares? You haven't got the money. If you haven't got the money, then why bother spending, what's it, £2,000+
yeah.
on something that's just the same as the HD TV, only with the slight capabilities of seeing things in a different perspective.
Oh, it's known as shit nobody cares about.
Oh, there's the explicit tag on iTunes. Thank you.
You mean I've got out a fucking explicit tag?
Why not? Well, might as well call out all out. Pingus, pingus, pingus. But is it better to get ahead of the market instead of wait until everybody's doing it?
That's it. I was speaking to a chap who was actually at E3 this week as well, really. Sort of a good friend of me that I've known every now and then. Done a bit of work for him in the past. I'll see you, Room. There's a link to an article about 3D as well, about the chap. Might as well give him a bit of a plug, seeing as a good favour of him at the end of the day as well, really. But yeah, that's the actual link there as well, really. And that's just posting some thoughts on 3D. So, see what you think, guys.
Do you have to say that picture, Dan, what do you call it, of the 3D not being turned 2D does look a bit weird. Well, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind on E3, but I haven't got the money for passport or the flight or anything.
Well, yeah. But just briefly coming back to the article, I spoke to him and he gave me his sort of first hand account of it, really. Made me proofread the article actually as well and saying, what do you think of it? And you know, seeing it first hand, it probably does look fucking kick ass actually playing 3D, I'd imagine. But on that side of things, you won't know until you play yourself, but it's just, it probably is really great, but the money is a big thing which is stopping people from playing it, and it's not going to come down for at least a year, maybe two, before it becomes a bit more mainstream. The thing that's more mainstream now, high definition. People, like you say, not everyone here has high definition yet. Wait till we've all got high definition, then do 3D. So, I suppose they've got to show their standpoint in the video games community, or the big developers, and Sony, Microsoft, and so forth, but I mean, obviously Sony, only ones doing it, so. So yeah, yet to be seen. We'll have more comment on 3D till one of us has actually played it, which won't be till probably about 2012. So. But motion technology. The other thing, he was actually noting that article as well, is whilst I think the Wii's accomplished motion technology very well, hasn't been always 100% accurate, but you know, you have fun playing the game, and it's not like it's a problem and a pain in the ass to play. They were just saying about the Sony thing. I haven't seen much of Sony's technology, so I can't say much about it, but it raised a good point, really. In the article, he was actually noting just how, if you've got Kinect, how do you move forward? I mean, you sort of mimic like you're walking forward or something like that and move your arms to sort of do it. Said, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to like pretend like I'm trying to brush away a nasty fart as I'm playing a game or something, you know? Because that's what it will look like. I mean, who cares what you look like, but still, it's just debatable. But everyone seems to be eating up the Kinect side of things, it looks like.
Soon we'll have a version of wehaveaproblem.com for the Kinect.
Right.
Yeah. Also, Kinect, you could probably simulate a sex game or something.
I don't think Microsoft would approve the game, to be honest, but...
Nah. I think if there's one game just to get Kinect, I'd say Child of Eden.
Yes. Well, we're going to save Child of Eden for after the break. We're going to cut to a short musical break now, and any requests, get them across in the RC chat room right now. I'm in there, I'm Fast Feet Phomix, just direct message me, or you can actually just tweet it at Fast Feet Media. Let me know your requests. We'll be back very shortly. You're listening to Fast Feet's Phomix. This is
Fast Feet Phomix on Radio Sega.
Hanging on see some hands. is the best beat film mix on Radio Sega.
Killer. mind color. There is a mind color. There is a mind killer. Is the mind killer.
Welcome back, you're listening to Fast Beats Phone Mix live on RadioSega.net. Yes, we're back for more E3 banter this evening. Sorry about the long break, but they were some kick-ass tunes and we had to just play them. So yes,
amen.
Shut up, they were.
Damn straight.
So yeah, we were just, last time we were speaking, we were just briefly touched upon Res 2. Which is pretty much what it is. Obviously, Res 2 was going to be a bit of a pants name, so they just decided to call it Child of Eden instead. And this has been done by Q Entertainment, and I forget the bloke who made it, because it was a really long, complicated Japanese names, and my English ain't so good, so...
I'll find it, and I'll try and pronounce it for you.
SJ, get on it.
SJ way!
So yeah, in your RC room, I also posted a link to Child of Eden trailer for E3, and I know that everyone in here has seen it, because I gave you the link to tour. Yeah, finally, we have Res 2. A little bit, I had a good and a bad side to this, because it's good because finally there's a sequel, and I love Res to bits. It's a fantastic, unique game, and they're trying to make it unique again, largely through the motion technology, I would say, really. Hard to say at this point, because not an awful lot's been revealed about it from what I can see. That's quite tempting, and it was almost tempting enough to make me buy motion technology on top of it as well, really, but whether it's worth the money, that's another question, really, but...
I think it might be. Also, the guy's name is Tetsuya Mizuguchi.
Yes, so Mizugas, and I shouldn't try.
Mizuguchi.
Yeah, my tongue.
Okay.
Tetsuya Mizuguchi.
Mizuguchi.
So, I've seen the trailer several times. And every time, it always brings me goosebumps for some reason.
But I think motion is a great way to motioning and... music put together is always a good way of doing things as well, really. Which is kind of what they tried to do in the first Res, but obviously technology limited, and that's what Tetsuya has actually said when he was talking about this. This is a new way, and the technology is open enough now to actually allow really unique ways of playing these sort of games, really.
So basically, from what I've seen, it's a first-person version of Red. Because you're basically, because to me, you're the person who's playing, who's in the game.
Yeah.
Would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, the E3 trailer definitely employed it as well.
Yeah. Just this time, add more bloody levels. Because admittedly, yeah.
Let's see, five levels was in, what was it, five levels in the first one?
Yeah.
Not including the bonuses?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's at least double or even triple that.
Definitely. Well,
there's a lot of discs.
Do you know what pissed me off about Res? I never could actually fully complete it as much as I went through, beat all the bosses and everything like that as well. And I swear I've done it at least once where I've gone into the final form and I'm still there. I mean, it's still pretty difficult to actually beat it in final form without going down levels. But I don't understand how you properly complete it because there's meant to be a proper ending to it and so forth. And I don't know. Just don't make us stupid.
I wouldn't be surprised if there'll be references to the Res in the game.
I'd like to think so. Any good games developer keep their continuity in some respects as well, so yeah.
Yeah. Name may be different, but the soul's still the same.
IRC Room, what do you think about Child of Eden? Stop talking about bloody biscuits.
But I like biscuits.
And and tunes.
Tunes.
Tunes. Talk about tattoos. Sounds like tattoo.
My name is Scream.
Yeah. What?
Hey, you came up with this one last time.
This is getting ridiculous.
Hey, we will also be. I settle down. Hit with a mallet. I'm just gonna say quickly that we are gonna have a small, but we are gonna post an announcement about something later on in the show as well that's happening, and so stick around for that because once you see the details of this project, we really want to get involved in it. So yeah. So yeah, Project Eden, I'm pretty sure it's won a couple of awards at E3, so it's been a damn good one of the day, really. Let's just have a look. According to the chumps at IGN, I call them chumps because they seem to slate Sonic and Sega games quite easily as well, and they tend to make a lot of fuck-ups in their actual reviews as well, so yeah.
Yeah, this is a good example.
Black Knight, also.
I swear, if it's got one guy, it's just like, oh yeah, I'll cover the Sonic games, oh, it's bollocks, oh, I'm going to lunch, bye!
And he never played the game, fully.
Yeah, exactly. Idiot.
Well, the same as Split Second in that.
Definitely. So, let's see, what are some of the games, I mean, that are coming out? I mean, to be honest, I mean, E3 used to be a time where there were loads of kick-ass games coming out, and what I'm seeing, meh. Portal 2, as, won a lot of awards saying that's going to be great. To be honest, Portal was never meant as a full proper game, really. It was more like sort of a side thing that you got in your orange box or whatnot. It had plenty of levels, but I mean, yeah, it sort of felt like a side quest to Half-Life, I mean, to be honest.
It does look quite epic, though, the trailer.
The gameplay's quite unique, so it does have a lot of potential, so.
I wonder if the cake will be a lie this time.
There's a rumor flying. There's a rumor flying around that the final boss will be the cake.
Another game that I think is going to be great is Bulletstorm from EA, which is a collaboration between Epic Games and the creators of a game called Painkiller for the PC and Xbox, which is People Can Fly. And it looks gruesome, but it's funny at the same time.
A bit like Mad
Love, I mean,
then.
More funnier because you've got guns. A guy locks a door in front of you, kick it down. Chances are there's a guy or two behind them and you'll splat them.
Yep.
And you get points for it. Oh, yeah. and a massive bad guy? Shoot in his arse, he'll fart and die.
Exactly.
It's still logic.
No, I'm serious. Just watch it again.
Yeah.
Watch it again, right near the back. You'll hear it, clear as day.
It's not going to be as fun as the good old days of Boogerman on a Mega Drive.
I'm sure this will get the 3 rating, for sure.
Do what, rated MA here in America?
I think it might be AO.
Oh.
Well, I know one game's definitely going to be Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat always gets hype up. I mean, it's always had that reputation since the mid-90s when it came out. But quite good. Instead, I think, what did IGN choose? Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Fair enough, that looks like it's going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, it uses the same styles as Tatsunoko vs. Capcom as well. Little factor there.
Well, Sega didn't win any awards this year, and that's not uncommon. For some reason, they never seem to get any awards, which is a bit of a shame. But I mean, they've got a few good things coming out. But they've definitely been nominated for a lot of things. So, I mean, Sonic 4's been in, Sonic Colors has been nominated for things as well. So, they are in there. It's just IGN or something. I was going to say BIOS or something like that, but I don't want to go to the extent.
For what I've heard, Sonic Colors does sound quite a nice.
We all need green eyes and speed boosters and homing attacks and shit.
So yeah. Well, I mean, the Sonic games we had at E3, we had Sonic the Hedgehog 4, we also had Sonic Colors. I believe even the whole Sonic Adventure was also at E3 as well, being showed off as part of the virtual console, if it's on there. PS3 Network and Xbox Live Arcade as well. And a lot of people saying, yeah, they just love Sonic Adventure a lot more because they sorted out frame rate issues and it actually made sure it was a lot better on that side already. Certainly as far as the graphics have been improved as well, so I'd like to see, high-def Sonic Adventure. That'd be awesome.
some people are saying is that they might charge for the director's cut version, as in you'll have to buy the original then buy an upgrade to the director's cut version.
Yeah, it'd be like downloadable content or something like that. But what's the point when like a lot of the director's cut stuff is just, the Game Gear games and stuff like that added on, which you could probably get elsewhere in the arcade and PS Network anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine if they added a new level to Sonic Adventure. How cool would that be?
I know, right?
Yeah, plus references to the recent games, because I mean they've done that with several of the remakes, like the redos. They've done several of them. But as well as that, they're also bringing out Crazy Taxi.
Yep, definitely a winner.
Yeah,
I mean, they said there's going to be about 24 really odd Dreamcast games they're going to do, so there's going to be a nice little catalog.
Yeah, and people are instantly saying, "Oh, Hope Jet Set Radio is going to be one of them."
It probably will be. It was.
Yeah. What were you going in the RC saying, room?
And I keep saying, oh, I hope to God Sega Rally 2 will be there.
Yeah.
Because that's even better. Well, not better than, it's not better than Jet Set Radio, but it's one of the best racing games ever. Plus, they can't have Daytona USA because they don't have the license. Wow.
Oh. Yeah, I gotta see your room. Empire's saying I was looking forward to Sonic 4, but after seeing some of the high quality footage from E3, I'm not really that excited anymore. Well, to be honest, I mean, how much more can you show off? Because we've had a few different trailers now that have come off from in-game footage from Sonic 4. And, I don't want to see anymore. I want to play it for myself, And obviously, eventually it'll come out, but what's the new trailer really going to post now? I mean, it's just going to show different levels and what's going on that side, really.
Well,
I'm still excited, but go on.
I'm sick to death of Splash Hill Zone. We need to have more zones and the minecart level, just to piss people off, really.
Yeah, so maybe a bit more varied footage, but, if you YouTube it, it is about that. You can see the other levels as well, really, but like I say, I'm not really wanting to spoil it too much at this point, really. Just want to play it and enjoy it, because otherwise I'll probably start learning the levels and zones and everything, and I'll be like, I kind of know where I'm going already. Fuck.
Yeah.
Actually, you've got a bit of a compromise. Yeah, Bro Crush, say MSR, best racing game on a Dreamcast.
Ooh.
Sega Rally 2 or MSR?
Alright. MSR is good. But I don't know if the... Do you know if Bizarre's got the rights to MSR? I know Microsoft's got the rights to Project Gotham, but I don't know about Metropolis.
Interesting. We need to consult our Sega consultant for that one.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be seen at the moment, though, so... Which is fair enough. Someone ask him next week on his show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair bit of E3. Just hopping over to the side of Summer of Sonic. Nothing has happened in the last week, which is a bit of a shame, but I mean, obviously they're saving a bit more of the juicy reviews for a little bit later. What are we saying earlier on about Summer of Sonic? Yeah, we're just getting ideas of what we can do on the day, because to be honest, you'll go through Summer of Sonic, and whilst there's going to be a lot of conventions and stands there, you will find a bit of free time to chill, go and get some lunch or whatever. But the point is, a bit of free time. So we're just thinking of additional things we could do, really. Like, we're going to do maybe some sort of Jackass skit, sort of. Not in the same sort of disgusting vein as Jackass, but maybe we could just get someone dressed up as Sonic, someone dressed up as Knuckles, and that's outside, you know, Shepherd's Bush sort of area, just get Knuckles chasing Sonic, sort of like, come back here!
They're like karaoke contest or something like that. Oh, I tried down for karaoke.
They sort of did that last year at Summer Sonic. It was more sort of an audience participation, sort of, okay, do you want to sing with Bentley Jones stuff? But more like Rex Factor sort of thing. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, God, if that's going to happen, I'm going to run away.
Well, we've got to be careful.
No offense to the good singers, though. No offense to the good singers. It's just, you know.
The bad ones.
Yeah, I'm not saying any names. I'm not saying anything. I don't even know how good anybody's saying is. You know.
We acknowledge your existence.
I just tend to run away as soon as the damn, what you call it. I just tend to run away as soon as karaoke's mentioned because I'm not a good singer. There you go. There's my response. Person's just did just do Trigger Happy TV rabbit sort of thing.
We won't have to set this up because I will more than likely have a camcorder there, be filming for Sega Sonic TV, and if you've got some plans, if you've got plans and you're going to Summer Sonic, let me know. You can email me at fastfeet@fastfeetmedia.net because let me know your idea, or just contact me via fastfeetmedia.net. Either way, just let me know because we discuss this, and I'll definitely put some plans into action if you've got a good idea, because it'll be fantastic to do. As much as we've got the convention indoors, hopefully it'll be a nice day weather-wise, we can go outside and do some things. People will be like, what the going on over there? Sonic convention? Whoa! If we do funny stuff as well, you know, it'll make them laugh, you know? I think it'd be fantastic, but we've got to plan something, so...
Hey, what about a foot race? I mean, we're celebrating the fastest dude alive in video gaming, why not a foot race?
I think that sort of come across sort of. I'm picturing that crossing over with Frogger, people trying to run across the road as quickly as possible in London.
Forgot, it's a Saturday. Yeah.
I think you'd have to play some speed boosters on the road because this is.
I'm just moving back to my comment last week.
That reminds me of that Sonic short a bit where Sonic just looks at the speed booster, steps on it. Bang! Shit on his face. Fix his face, Tint. Not good.
I could dress him up as Knuckles, get him to climb on the walls or something, you know? What the fuck is that red thing up there?
Once again, going back into last week's episode where Dreadnoughts is just scaling up the Sega building.
Yeah.
That'll be weird as hell. What the hell?
Can we just borrow the Sega sign from the head office and slap it across the front of the pavilion during the day? It'd be obvious what's going on.
Oh, God.
But definitely more publicity this year, because I just think we need to get like the press and all people just, you know, better known. If we inform them soon, then they'll be like, right, yeah, they'll cover it. And, you know, because it's a unique video games event, they'll want to do it. It'll probably be newsworthy. So I just think that needs to be done.
Official.
Yeah, it's officially done by Sega, so That was one thing that someone was saying to me. If Sega actually pay for like all the coverage and to set this event up, why wouldn't they promote it more? You know, why wouldn't they get the word out a lot more to show that, like, look, we do our own convention every year and it's specific, we have all this things going on? Makes more sense. Yeah. Admittedly, basically, marketing PR takes a bit of money, but a bit of clever, you know, management of it wouldn't cost a lot of money, you know?
Yeah. Plus, go ahead.
Basically, the point is we want more publicity than TSSC News and Sonic Stadium.
Yeah. Get out of the mainstream circle and break out into the bigger area, really.
Because, let's be honest, if you're reckon anything for the running of, you know, Radio Sega, all these Sega and Sonic sites, we do it. So we, you know, we enjoy what we do playing, we love Sega, we love Sonic, we want to get the word out, we want to get more people involved with it. And surely, if we're doing it in the real world, we should be promoting that fact heavily. And that is my fact, really.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you just said bigger there instead of bigger, as in bigger.
Yeah, bigger and better, I think, really, is just the way it needs to go, and just publicity.
We'll keep coming up with the same idea, the same stupid idea of doing a live version of this. Oh, God.
Well, we're trying to figure out ways where we can perhaps do a phone mix live.
As I nicknamed it, Live Mix.
Yeah, we could do Live Mix. If we can get it up and running, yeah. It's not so much ownership issues, but unfortunately, because Sonic Stadium and Sonic Rex majorly organise the event, Sega Sonic Radio suddenly gets first dibs on things, which is a bit of a shame, because we're part of the community too, and I think the community should have a bit more of a say in the whole thing, so...
Yeah, which is a shame. Plus, I mean, it also means that it could do a mini show for broadcast the next year.
So I don't know, plenty of ideas to put forward for it at the end of the day, really. But I don't know. I might check out the venue and have a little look where it is, because I'm going up to London in about a week's time, actually. So I might have a look if I got time. Got other things to do. But there's also rumours going around that people are going to be there a couple of days early, actually, to help set up things as well, from what I've been told. So I might be there a couple of days early to help set up things and to get things planned. So we'll see. But definitely. And we've also, what we were sort of talking about with Summer Sonic, they need to start getting the registrations open, because it's getting closer and closer now, and you need to sort it out. So yeah.
Gonix just said, we could always shout out, "You're too slow," outside the venue over and over again. I don't think people are going to take too kindly to that.
Just stare at people and go, "Oh, I'm waiting! Get your ass in here, motherfucker!"
Yeah, sorry, friendly. All of a sudden a massive brawl will occur outside, and we go, "What the hell is that?" And then we're just like, oh shit.
You know what? Bring up the attention. Mario versus Sonic outside the front of the venue. Poof, poof, come on. I win. We were planning to do this a while ago, because my mate in London is a bit directing and so forth as well. We had a plan of doing a Mario versus Sonic little skit and filming it. The idea was is that... Sonic was going to go in to get a chili dog or something in a little kebab shop or something like that. Mario comes in going, "Hey, where's my pizza, man?" And then just have a fight. This sort of happens. We'll just see two guys dressed up in a Sonic and a Mario suit just having a brawl in a kebab shop. Sound like a fantastic idea at the time.
Like a Family Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken.
I said, round one. Fight.
Finish him!
Mortal Kombat!
Fatality!
Right, we should go to a short musical break. I haven't had any requests tonight, so people who are listening, get jazz and gear and give me some requests. In the chat room, direct message me or just post them in there, keep an eye out for them. And you can also tweet me at Fastfeet Media, so yeah. Just let us know in those two methods. If you got email, just email fastfeet@fastfeetmedia.net.
This is Fast Feet Phone Mix on Radio Sega. to listen to this show again. Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
And welcome back to Fastbeat Phone Mix, the final part of this evening. So yes, many random banter going on in the RC chat room tonight. God knows what's going on as well, really. Right, it's time to address the Hag of the Week. And I bet everyone's wondering, who on earth could it be this week? Well, let's just say this week is a joint Hag of the Week for reasons I'll explain now. This week's Hag of the Week is... First week's Hag of the Week is...
Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do!
Gabby!
Gabby!
Yeah!
Now, we are Gabby. Bypassing a rule here, because usually we don't have a Hag of the Week 2 weeks in a row, because he was Hag of the Week last week. But he said last week he was going to join us on the show. He's not been around us again this week. I haven't seen much of him actually, so you're hagged because you just haven't been online, so suck it, quite frankly. Get online. You work on Radio Sega. But of course that now leaves the elusive second hag of the week, or the joint hag of the week, it would be. And so it is going to be.
Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do.
Gonic. Gonic. You've just earned hag of the week from what you've just said in the IRC room. You've hit me with a mallet twice, apparently, and you're having a go at me because I just made typos. You know, you type pretty fast when you're trying to DJ and do things at the same time. So, yes, I'm sorry for that, but you get a hag of the week just for being just a little bit complacent, shall we say.
You might as well be Gonico 6.
Oh! What?
Clearly, he's not happy with that result. So, that brings the total standings for Hag of the Week. We actually have Gavi and Gonic now tie in at Hag of the Week for twice now. And other Hags of the Week, going down from episode 1 onwards, were Cowboy Bebop, Muxy, Kato-kun, Fast Feet, myself, Ryo Nakagi, SJ, and Resident SD.
Oh, now he's trying to buy himself out saying, oh, come on, I was joking!
See, unfortunately, there's a problem with that, Gonic, is that I've already hagged you. It's now already in the podcast, so you're hagged for this episode, effectively, so there's no going back now.
Gonic,
I doubt if you can find the flux capacitor and the, I don't know, what is it called again? Damn, what is that car called again?
DeLorean.
DeLorean, yes.
Come on, Gonic, I don't complain when Fast Beast gets my name wrong.
Yeah, Dave.
Hell, I don't complain when Fast Feet says my real name on the internet.
Well, it's all good and so forth. We'll have another Hag of the Week next week. Maybe we'll have another joint Hag of the Week. Who knows? But hopefully not. We only need one person to do it, usually. And Gonic, don't feel too bad. I'm playing one of your requests soon, so yeah.
I'm going to write about how much I dislike you now, says Gonic.
I'll play some tunes later.
No hard feelings, Gonic. It was your name.
Yeah, we've had a plethora of requests come in, so I've only had to play a few of them in the last musical break, and now we'll be the rest of them following up on the music following on from the end of the show. So yes, if you ask for a request, it is coming up. I think we've had a fill this week, I think, as far as everything we want to talk about goes, really. We've covered pretty much most of the things that have happened at E3 this year. There's been some really fantastic stuff, but you know, there's kind of some other things going on as well, really. The only thing we haven't covered, I think, is Xbox has announced their new console, which is not really a new console, it's just a revamped version of the 360. They finally tried to sort out the heating problem, which causes a red ring of death. And they've also built wireless into it as well, a 250GB hard drive as well. And I think there's something else that I've missed as well. But
I've pre-ordered it.
Tell me this, though. Does it have a Blu-ray on it?
Nope.
Then that's fucking idiotic, in my opinion.
I thought Blu-ray was.
I've got a PS3 as well, you know.
Mega burn.
That would just be one thing that would swing people thinking, oh, should I get a PS3 or an Xbox? Oh, Xbox has got Blu-ray now, and it's got all this stuff on it. Yeah, right. That might sway, but obviously not.
Isn't it just like Blu-ray Sony's invention or something weird like that?
It doesn't mean that they can't use the technology. I mean, probably Microsoft might have to pay some sort of licensing fee or obviously use of the technology as such, really, but maybe they just weighed up for it. It wasn't worth paying the rights for it.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
But check this out. I mean, it doesn't seem like anyone was pointing towards a new games console apart from the 3DS, which Nintendo, and that's fair enough because that's been out for a fair amount of time. What really annoys me, though, is that, you know, saying there's a console war going on. There's not been a console war going on since, really, Dreamcast, PS2, and in fact, even that really wasn't much of a console war. They only classified that as a console war because Dreamcast obviously disappeared. So, there is no such thing as a console war anymore, I'd say.
Yeah, pretty much they ended the. There's no console war.
Well, clearly there was one around Mega Drive, SNES, that sort of thing there.
Yeah.
and there was around the PlayStation and whatnot. PlayStation clearly won that one. I don't think there was any clear winner between Xbox, GameCube, and PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2 did quite well, but Xbox did pretty well and continued on to obviously the next generation. And there's no clear winner this time because it hit all kinds of things. Like, who keeps interrupting me? No, this is an extra slot of Hag of the Week if you want. And no one claims possession. Okay, we'll carry on. Keeps a keen eye on his Skype. So, yeah. It just seems now we're just going to get revamped versions of consoles now, just like what Microsoft have just done with the 360. They've changed it around a little bit more now, so yeah.
I don't think we'll see a new console till late teens.
Yeah. Late teenies.
It's only because the current consoles have been around for quite a number of years now, so it's a longer lasting generation than some have been.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, that's not right, Gonic. What did I ever do to deserve that? I never said anything bad about you.
I think about some of the people who had just come on the phone mix for the first time. What did they ever do?
Exactly.
Yeah. If Gonic goes to Samurai Sonic, he's going to be in a world of pain. Welcome to Samurai Sonic, I'm Fast for your DJ, and I'm going to be scratching my decks with Gonic's face. Who's Gonic?
You played the wrong song. Oh, no. Oh, come on. You said that I played the wrong song on my show. Okay, fair enough. I did say that. The next one, I will play it. I'll play the proper version. Jeez. Some people.
In demand, shall we say. How over much... demand.
So much hatred. So much hatred. Why?
Exactly.
Sonic, you requested Burning Hearts, Burning Rangers, a Japanese version, which is what I played. So, it was the right version. You might be thinking of something else, possibly.
No, I think he was referring to me. Because that was the song that wanted to be played. I screwed up. I played the English version. And he wanted the Japanese version. And not only that, and there you go, Gonic, scrap plans to go into SOS.
You struggled to find anything to do with the rest of the film mix.
Well, I played it in that Japanese version anyway, so it makes up for it anyway. Well, I said I was going to do a little bit of an announcement here, really, so let's just cut the music off for a second. Announcement is that... You know that my site is fastmedia.net, and we have all the Sega and Sonic music on there, along with a plethora of other things as well, along with a forum. It's been a little pipeline project for a little while now, but just have a look, if you will, at segamedia.com. And that website is there, just as a little, shall we say, tease at the moment. So, announcement is that Fast Media is going to be rebranded to Sega Media in a short time, hopefully before Summer of Sonic as well. Now, whilst I'm known for my design whoreness, as it's called, I keep redesigning Fast Media, this is going to be something completely new. This is an announcement out of the blue, but it's going to be it's going to work in a completely different way. I'm not going to really announce too much at this point, really, because we are developing it into a new version of Fast Media, effectively. But we're just going to change around everything that's not really worked with Fast Media and change to Sega Media. Above all, the name's a little bit more relevant as well. So, just also what we're using to create the new site, it's just going to look a lot better. I mean, as far as your downloads go, and other areas like watching videos, it's going to be a lot more smoother. It's going to look a lot better as well, really. You won't have blood red everywhere all over the site, which is what Fast Media uses as a colour scheme. It's practically what the colour is. It's more of a, we say crimson, but we'll see. Keep an eye on SegaMedia.com. We'll be adding on to that a bit more, hopefully, with some more teaser content. Also, it's a .com address rather than .net, because I'm pretty sure people type FastMedia.com. And Cobra Depress is asking why the name changed. Fast Media is quite a good name. Fast Feet was originated from Sonic having fast feet in the first place, but the reason for the name change is that Fast Feet Media is something that's well known in the Sonic community, but we're trying to appeal to a broader audience. We're trying to get more people involved in Sega and Sonic. Having Sega in the name broadens the audience. It allows us to actually speak to more people in that sense as well, and it's more relevant, we feel, after all, as well. Now, people who go into Fast Media will be redirected to SegaMedia.com as well, really. So, no fear, really. And yeah, I mean, thanks for saying that it's a good name, but we've had it for the last 3 years, and feel like we can progress onto something a bit better, really, as well. So, we'll see. But more announcements will be coming up on that soon as well, really. I think that it types FFM.com. That's it, yeah. You won't find it that way. But yeah, we're going to be doing that soon. So yeah, expect a whole new revamped new way of approaching Sega and Sonic music and video soon. So yeah.
Ooh.
Mm. We'll talk more about that next week, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we've done everything for this week. So I think we'll leave it at that. Podcast will be available on Fast Media maybe very shortly if I get it done. If not, tomorrow evening it will be available, and on RadioSega.net in enhanced AAC format as well. So yeah. Well, okay, we'll wrap it up for this evening and leave you guys be. We'll keep those requests coming in, as we have a few left over. They'll get played, and the Radio Sega chat room will eventually allow you to request on the website as usual in a second once the server kicks back in. So yeah, this has been episode 9 of the Phone Mix. We'll be back with episode 10 next week, and we will actually match a number of episodes from last series. So yeah, going above and beyond into new realms with the Phone Mix, as it were.
Ooh.
Excelsior.
Okay.
So yeah, bigger and better. Anyway, it's goodbye from myself, Fast Feet, and it's also goodbye from my many co-hosts this evening.
Bye.
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 Later.
So we'll leave you with a few requests. You can download all the music you've actually heard tonight from fastfeetmedia.net, for the time being at least, anyway. It's all able to download for free, so get cracking and downloading. I've yet for anyone to try and break my server by downloading too much, so you know, go nuts, quite frankly. I'd like to see someone try and break the server. It really does not seem possible. But go nuts. Anyway, goodbye from me, and we'll leave you with some Billy Hatcher music, a Jack in the Box. Good night, and we'll see you next week. This is
the best beat on Radio Sega.
look at the funk. Could you stop playing with that radio, Lord? I'm trying to get to sleep. Look at the funk. Most disturbing.